You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie with another fantastic show. This is episode 146. Now, have you ever found yourself staring into your wardrobe? You've got an important meeting with a prospective client or maybe a fantastic business opportunity later in the day, and you really don't have any idea which outfit is going to present you in the best possible way. Or perhaps you don't really put much thought into what you're wearing. Well, according to my guest today, psychology studies have revealed that first impressions are formed within 7 to 17 seconds of meeting someone. 55% of a person's opinion is determined by physical appearance. Now, that's something we really need to be aware of. And today I'm honored to be joined by Laurie Ann Robinson. And Laurie Ann is a Los Angeles, California-based image and fashion consultant. She's a four-time Emmy-nominated costume designer. Fantastic. Now, her talents for style, design, color, and fashion are the foundation of her career and for dressing women and men. She's appeared on national television, most prominently on Good Morning America and The View. And recently, she was interviewed as the color expert for the film Divergent at, you know, that film, Laurie Ann, Divergent. I loved that. Anyway, on today's show, Laurie Ann's going to speak about how to get more business and make more money with the right image, easy ways to look like a polished professional and not break the bank, as well as how to dress age appropriately and not look like an old lady. So welcome to the show, Laurie Ann.
Oh, thank you, Anne-Marie. I am just absolutely thrilled to be with you today. And we're so far away, but yet so close via Skype. I just love technology.
Yes. And of course, I was recently interviewed by you on your fantastic video summit. And it's such an honor to be able to introduce you and share your brilliance with our audience and community over here on the Ambitious Entrepreneur Network.
Oh, great. We had a great time on the video summit. So I'm thrilled to reconnect with you today.
Look, image, your clothing, how you present yourself, it is so important, isn't it?
It really is. It means everything as far as you really making your mark and getting noticed in that personal brand and people really wanting to do business with you. Mm. If you're all put together and you look like a polished professional, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. Yes, that's all very true. But you also have to look the part. Mm. And you have to be dressed in a way that is going to be unique to you and your personal brand. And really carry through that message, whatever it may be, whatever industry you're in as an entrepreneur. Yes. So you just really have to look the part.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. And of course, where you are based in Los Angeles, California, of course, if impression is just so very important, and that your background and involvement in the industry is certainly fabulous, and we can really benefit from tapping into your expertise. So if we think about some challenges that you often see with your clients and what we may be experiencing now that we're kind of, okay, I really do need to look at my professional image and improve that, what would you say are the three biggest challenges around that?
I think most women struggle with age appropriateness, mm-hmm, and what they should be wearing versus what is seen in the media and on television and in the magazines. That's a rocky road, figuring out the age appropriateness. Also, just really finding a style that is right for them and their body type, mm-hmm, and making sure that they are always accentuating the positive and eliminating the negative.
Yes.
And looking really, and really looking their best, and just really deciphering the styles and what is going to be best for them and what they should not be wearing. And just because it's in fashion does not mean everybody can wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways around just having a bit of touch of that trend if you're somebody that really wants to try one of the trends, but you just don't need to do it head to toe, so that end up might be a little bit foolish.
You stand out for the wrong reasons.
Yes, you really do. You will stand out for the wrong reasons. And that's not necessarily the road you want to take. And also just making sure that you stay updated.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is worse than having an image that is dated. And what I like to refer to as your glory days. Now, mm-hmm. especially if you're working in an industry that's new to you, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you have been working in corporate for, say, umpteen years, and now you're transitioning into an entrepreneur career, that you don't wear the same types of clothes and that you are updated and you move with the times. I find a lot of women get caught in a trap, and men too, where they wear the clothes that really served them well at a certain particular time in their lives when they were doing really, really well, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just dragged those same clothes with them because perhaps they've spent a lot of money on them, or it just brought back really great memories, whatever it may be. But you need to make sure that you stay current mm-hmm. and not look dated.
Mm. So that jacket with the shoulder pads, I should really throw that out. I'm only kidding.
Yes. I see it all over the country, and it's so in the U.S., how women and men do that, holding on to certain
their favorite
items.
Piece of item of clothing, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not good. It's not going to serve you well, because then you're going to look dated and it's going to age you. And that's not going to serve you well when you are perhaps starting and launching a new career, that you're going to not be like, you know, the fresher entrepreneur on the block. It just doesn't bode well for you to keep wearing those same tried and true pieces that maybe are 10, 15, 20 years old.
Mm. And I know for some people who really find it quite challenging to all about the style and what's the right style for them, it really doesn't have to be confusing. And I know for you as an expert in this industry, I know that you've probably got a process that you take clients through when you start to work with them. So to give mm-hmm. people kind of a general idea, more like maybe a checklist or at least kind of an idea on what you do, can you give us an overview of the process that you take a client through?
Well, every client, there's no cookie cutter here
sure.
in what I do. Everybody is so individual and different. And I usually start with an in-depth, in-person consultation with them. Either, you know, I work online with clients, so it's either going to be done in-person or via Skype. Thank you, Skype, or FaceTime, or Google Hangouts, one of the other mm-hmm. modalities that we have that are just terrific for interacting with people. And really assessing their body and where their good points are, bad points are, and making sure that I have a really good, strong idea of where they're going as far as their look and their lifestyle and what they want to accomplish and what their needs are, and making sure I know what their best colors are going to be, and doing that with a color analysis via in person or on Skype. And also taking a look in that lovely closet of theirs if they want to incorporate some of the pieces that they already have, because I don't believe in totally nixing everything unless there's really good reason to. There's some really great gold pieces everyone has in their closet. So I like to take in that into account so that we don't duplicate something that you already have, perhaps, that is perfect and fits well and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to make a list then of what you do need and what you do need to fill in with, and making sure, again, that they're in your correct colors and styles. And then the rest of the process is usually spent then shopping, personal shopping, and making it as painless and as fun and enlightening as possible. And I teach as I go along for both men and women. Again, it's a process that I do online with people, picking out things through websites and so forth, or in person, taking them actually physically into the stores. Mm-hmm. So I work in many different ways so that my clients can just really benefit from my expertise and really get a good handle on what styles they should be looking for and going forward with. So if I'm not right with them, they won't feel like, oh no, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. They'll be able to figure it out because I will have given them a really good tutorial lesson.
Yes. I can imagine that having you right by their side and kind of giving advice when they try on clothing is so helpful, because sometimes you go into a store and the representatives, oh, that looks absolutely wonderful. And then you go and take it home and one of your friends who's quite honest will say, what on earth inspired you to buy that piece? And it just looked, and so having someone there such as yourself who's such an expert in that area could certainly avoid us buying pieces that really should not have even walked out of the shop with us, yes?
I know this happens all the time. And you know, I have to catch myself, Anne-Marie. I sometimes do a little unsolicited advice when I'm in a store. I can't help myself. And my mother's like, filter. Just, I can't help it. A lot of times in the shops, they're working on commission. They're there to sell. And they're not always with your best interest at heart. And I will not let my clients buy something if it's truly wrong on them. It is a total waste of time and it breaks trust. And it's like, ooh, then they're going to get it home and say, why did you let me buy this? I work with many different stores. I don't have any particular brand loyalty to one store over another. I work with them all. It's really all about the client, what's yeah. best going to suit them. But I do go up to people, especially during award season, prom season, any type of big special events, bride season. And I do sometimes do unsolicited advice because they'll be heading down the wrong path. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And most of the time they're most grateful. And I don't even really even tell them what I do for a living.
This would look so much better on you. Here, try this on.
I know. It's like I feel like a comic character that kind of swoops in and does some good deed and then swoops out. That's kind of the way I feel.
Oh, I love that.
I need to get a cape for this. Mm.
So, Lorianne, we're going to take a very brief break and share a special message. And when we come back, I'd love for you to share some advice around the things that mature women need to know about how to look appropriate, particularly in a youthful market, without losing their credibility. So we'll be back in a moment with that after this message. You have a mission, a passion to help others, which was why you became a coach. Helping a client overcome their struggles empowers you. However, when it comes to how much money your business is making, well, that's far from inspiring and empowering. In fact, you wonder what's stopping you from making more money in your business. You struggle to attract quality, high-paying clients, and you often lay awake at night worrying about money and wondering if there's a way to change this. Guess what? There is. One of the first steps is by changing your attitude towards money. How? By accessing our free mini training, Discover Your Money Story, the first and often missing step to healing your relationship with money and financial freedom. Go to discoveryourmoneystory.com. That's discoveryourmoneystory.com, the first step to your financial freedom. And of course, today we are joined on the show by Lorianne Robinson, and we're talking all about dressing for success, how to get more business and make more money with the right image. And before the break, we talked about three biggest challenges that clients face when trying to improve their professional image. We got an idea of a process that Lorianne takes her clients through when she starts working with them. Now we're going to dive into some advice that she would give for mature women who want to look appropriate in a youthful market without losing their credibility. So, Lorianne, what are some things we need to know?
I know this is a hot topic, isn't it, Anne-Marie? Mm-hmm. When we start to either change roles, whether it be going into an entrepreneur situation or we go into working in a company that said has 30 somethings in it or less, 20 somethings, and trying not to feel like an old lady or an old man going in there. So one of the things that I help my clients with is you can't look too young. That's where you can go really wrong and down the rabbit hole, is you trying too hard. And so you need to stay true to, again, your coloring and your body type and styles that look best on you. But you need to keep everything updated, but not to the point that you're going to look foolish. And women here in the United States struggle with shopping in stores that are too young for them, and shopping sometimes with younger members of the family, daughters and so forth, and just not dressing super, super young. You can still dress on trend and current, but you need to know what to pick and choose that will keep you looking current, but you won't look foolish like you're wearing your daughter's clothing.
Yes.
So if that means if you are not a fashionista at heart and you have you struggle with this aspect, then really seek professional help. There are lots of different stylists out there that you can seek to help you really get a handle on this and help you in the right direction. And also you need to update your hair and makeup. That's another key issue and concern that women have, especially as we get older. You can't really kind of stick with the hairstyles and the same makeup that maybe 20 years ago served you well. Mm-hmm. You've got to make sure that you update, freshen it up, seek out a good hairstylist. Cover the grays, definitely, unless you've got the most incredibly beautiful gray hair growing in that, you know, I haven't seen too many of those women that, you know, men, they're lucky. Mm. They, you know, grows in evenly. It's just not fair. But women, we get these like weirdo wiry ones that come squirting out of the tops of our head, and it's just odd. And so make sure that you cover the grays, get a really good haircut, and update your makeup. And if that means going to professional makeup artist, then by every sense of the word, do so.
Yeah.
Because they will teach you tricks how to keep a really fresh face going forward, and age preventing tips so that you're not going to look old and not wear too much makeup. Because that's a big thing that we sometimes do, is pile on a lot of makeup thinking it's going to make us look younger, and it makes you look older.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do that either. And really just keep that wardrobe updated and keep it fresh, and also look to see what everybody else in the company is wearing, to see where it's going. You know, you don't want to be the one in formal suits all the time if it's more of a business casual environment.
Yes.
You're just going to stand out again in the wrong way. So you want to make sure that you can stand out, but you still need to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important, so that you don't look, again, you won't look like the old lady of the group, and you'll still look contemporary.
Yes. You know, I think also too, when you think about, you know, as entrepreneurship, or we may have some people that are still working for someone else and kind of, you know, they have two feet in either camps, they're still working for someone else. Their image is really important as well. And I personally think of it as an investment. Because how many of us as women, now let's be honest, we go shopping and we come home with all sorts of makeup and all sorts of pieces of clothing, which in actual fact really do add up when we look at it from a monetary point of view, that if we got professional advice, such as someone from yourself, Lorianne, we know exactly what colors suits us, what style suits us, and we can mix and match. So whatever we invest in our wardrobe on an ongoing basis, we know it's going to complement us. And it's going to make it so much easier to select items to wear of the morning. And we know that when we step out, we are going to feel so much better. And when we feel good and we know we look good and the colors suit us, my goodness, doesn't that impact our confidence?
It certainly does. It just raises the bar of your confidence level, and you feel like you're ready to take on the world. And I know when you're first starting out in a business, if you are an entrepreneur just starting out, you kind of like treading the water, trying to figure it all out. So why have to worry about your look also?
Mm.
This way you get that under control. And I also tell my clients, don't even think about getting pictures taken for if you're going to have your own website until you work with somebody that really knows what they're doing. And because it's a huge waste of money. I hate my clients wasting money, and I'll have them come to me after they've had all their professional pictures taken. And you know, all the colors are wrong or styles are wrong, and they didn't do anything about their hair and or makeup. And I just, oh, and I just think of the money wasted. So you're so right. You want to make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row there with your look going forward. And then you venture into to doing things like that with your website and so forth, and speaking or getting on the stage even.
Yeah.
If you're planning on getting on the stage, boy, oh boy, you really need to be concerned with the way you look, because all eyes are on you. What are people doing? They're staring at you. So one misstep, the confidence and that your audience will have in you will wane, because they'll think, this person doesn't look put together. She doesn't look, or he doesn't look like a professional. Why should I listen to them?
So, Lorianne, what would be a couple of tips then if someone is listening and they recognize, you know what, I really do need to go and revisit my wardrobe? What are a couple of tips that you want to share finishing up on how someone can update, revive our wardrobe without necessarily spending a fortune?
Well, I say give your closet a good clean out. And that's something I did the Physician Heal Thyself this weekend. Even I did it myself. But really, really need to assess your wardrobe and see really what you have. And also, depending on what you do, put the majority, here's an easy trick to do, put the majority of what you spend most of your time doing towards the front of your closet. So it's easy access to your clothes. And maybe if you have very specific clothes that you wear for your work week, make sure that they're in an area that's well lit, that you can get to them. But I really say assess your wardrobe, take a look at it, take everything out of the closet, Anne-Marie. I know it's a struggle. Everything out, look at it, decide whether or not it's serving you or if you've worn it, and get rid of it if you have not, if you've outgrown it. Don't play the game, oh, I think I'm going to fit into this if I lose those 25 pounds. Don't do that. It's a waste of time and money. Get that item out. Most of the time, if you do lose the weight, it might take a very long time. That item might be out of style. So just get rid of it. So make sure you have a good workable wardrobe. Start mixing and matching things that you have. Oh, broaden your horizon. Look in magazines for inspiration. Look at other ways you could put outfits together. That's how you're going to get more mileage out of your clothing, is if you really learn how to mix and match your wardrobe. So you're not just, oh, I can only wear that shirt with that pair of pants or whatever it may be. That's a waste of time and money. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you have things that you can mix and match together, that you're going to have more outfits to choose from. Add in accessories and make a list of things that you're missing, and make sure you have some really great core basics taken care of. You know, if there's a certain type of slack that you like to wear or a skirt, make sure you have those core basics done, taken care of, or put them on the list. And if they wear out, it's time to buy new ones. So you can really get a lot of mileage out of a good mix and match core wardrobe, and then just add in accessories and you can update your look that way.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Lorianne, you've just provided so many great golden nuggets for us. And I know that this is an area for some of us, we really do continue to struggle with. So if people want to get hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
All right. I can be found on the internet at www.larconsultants.com. So it's LAR Consultants, that's plural, consultants.com. And there will pop up my website. And if anyone is interested in a strategy session, a little box on the right will pop up. So just go ahead and fill that out. And to have lots of tips and tricks on my website. And also, I do a newsletter that I'm always addressing these issues, especially with women over 40 and the struggles that we tend to have with shifting weight and all sorts of those
all
fun
of that
things.
Stuff.
That, all of that that happens to us. So,
fantastic. So
come take a visit.
Fantastic. On my website. Thank you so very much. So today's show notes are over at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES 146. So go and check out all of the links that Lorianne shared, and lots of great articles and other tips as well. If this is the very first time you're joining us on the show, thank you so very much. We really encourage you to subscribe to our iTunes channel. We've got other guest experts coming up in the coming weeks, which we'd love to share with you as well. And while you're over on iTunes, why not only subscribe, but also comment and leave a show rating. That helps us get our message out to as many other ambitious entrepreneurs as well. This is Anne-Marie. Have a fantastic week, and I shall be with you again same time next week. Bye for now, everyone.